Without content, you don't have a brand. So without you posting, your brand kind of like disappears, especially in this world.
This was pretty cool. There's actually a blog that I'm subscribed to that will often send out, you know, just their newsletters with a bunch of cool content for creators especially. And so I was checking out this week's newsletter, and they featured a YouTuber who was also a gamer. His name is Corey, and he was bringing back or posting a video for the first time in about 3 months. So surprisingly, the video got well over, I think it was 6 million views or something like that in the first 48 hours.
Right.
It's crazy numbers. And he had taken a break from creating for some time. He's done it before. He was a little burnt out, the whole nine. But it was crazy to me to think about, wow, this concept of being a content creator or a creative entrepreneur, because you make a living off of you, your content, the things that you put out online, you can't possibly take a vacation, some time off. And I don't know that it's the way that it would work if you were at a 9-to-5. So I wanted to talk about that. Like, how do creative entrepreneurs take time off, right? When you are literally the face of your brand. So just a small clip from his return and 6 million views in 48 hours.
As many comeback videos as I've done, I never know exactly like how to do them. But I tell you one thing, I'm always well rested when I come back. That's an upside. Y'all not getting like rinse and repeat tired content from me. It's always fresh and new. You never know what you're gonna get because I don't never know what I'm gonna upload.
Love it.
I will say I do appreciate that he had like an explanation video, right? And the reason why I say that is because a lot of us will leave and like come back and act as nothing happened. Like they'll just post like regular. And people are like, hold on, homie. Like, where you been? Mm-hmm. What's going on? Why? And the cool thing is when you do videos like that, it kind of like rebuilds the trust a little bit quicker than you just showing up and posting again. Because now you have to say, I'm back. Come back to me. Like, I left you. I'm no longer like in your life, but now I'm back. So come hang out with me again. And some people are going to be a little reluctant. This is like a relationship. You kind of left. Like, I'm doing other stuff now. I'm following other people. I'm looking at other content. And you're like, no. But really, I'm back. No, really, I'm here. And they're like, yeah, cool. Prove it. Right? Now, what's cool about this whole thing is Moose wanted to talk about, like, can we take breaks? And I'm saying yes, right? It's all about creating a system. It's all about figuring out what you do on a regular and what is that bare minimum when you are gone. Or who, like, what system do you have in place, whether it's another person, whether it is an app or some sort that is going to allow you to post or to still stay present on a regular, rather than just going ghost on people, right? Bare minimum, you could at least be doing a video or a post that says, look, I'm gonna be gone for about like 2-3 weeks. I'll be back then, you know? So you're not gonna see any kind of content. It at least warns people. But I recently went to Puerto Rico and all these other places and I didn't skip a beat. I understood my bare minimum style of posting, right? Which later down the road, when I went to InvestFest, that was one of the biggest compliments. Yo, you're one of the most consistent people I know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, why, thank you. You know what I mean? Like, thank you. But there's nothing wrong with taking a break. There's multiple reasons to take breaks. I believe from a creative standpoint, this is one of the most draining thing for your mental to create on a regular, regardless if you post every day, once a week, once a month, it's still very draining because it takes a lot of mental to think of all this new creative stuff. So you could be taking a mental break. You could be, you know, you have family, you special event, whatever the reason, you don't necessarily owe us that explanation, but we already understand. I like to say, without content, you don't have a brand. So without you posting, your brand kind of like disappears, especially in this world.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I think I don't know if I was more fascinated by this concept of his community still showed up for him or cared enough to be interested in what he has to say, even after taking those 3 months off, right? Because you're talking about 6 million views in 48 or 72 hours, people care, right? And then, of course, the second part of it, which is you really don't know what you're getting yourself into when you just say you want to have a personal brand, because there's a lot more that goes into that construct, mm-hmm. right? And I'm not trying to necessarily talk you out of it, but I guess in a way I am, because there's just a lot of elements that you have to think through, right? There is, wow, I can go on vacation and probably lose people. You know, and I was also thinking about the video that you posted, I want to say sometime last week, where it's like, don't hog followers. Like, why do you want people to follow you if you're not going to do anything with them, or if you're not going to take them anywhere, if you're not going to share something with them? So that I was thinking about those two constructs, and I was like, dang. So how do you ever take off, or how do you mix that in? But to your point, I guess there is got to be a system for everything. You either let them know what to expect. And that's what I feel is the best way to go about it, by the way. And it's even in business, when you're dealing with customers, clients, employees, team members, staff, if you're direct about what the standard is and what they can expect, I feel that regardless of how bad things are, mm-hmm. people at the end of the day, they can still understand, right? Because you told them the truth. But if you say, hey, I'm about to post 10 times a day, and they need what you're about to post, and you disappear for 3 months and post no times a day, then it's like, but hold up, you told me one thing and you did something else. So I think if nothing else, be honest and straightforward about what people can expect from you. And that's definitely a good way to get started.
Yeah, there's two things. Like, it's funny because his fans or his followers actually expect him to leave. So I don't know if you watched the whole thing, but there was a TikTok that somebody made, like literally it was his birthday and like he wasn't at his birthday party. And then he'll show up like, that's no, I'm hilarious. Here. And then he would disappear. He's not here. He's not here. He's going to be here. No, he's not here. Like, and so people kind of expect him to leave and come back and leave and come back, which I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing. But as far as more of the how of, okay, how do I continue to stay present? I would say bare minimum, each platform for the most part has a way to schedule out your content, right? Whether it is from a YouTube standpoint, like for his case, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, whatever it is, there is a, whether it's a native scheduler or you could use a third party app, and I'm not promoting anything. This is just stuff that I use. Like Later is a good one. If we're talking about Facebook and Instagram, you could do Creator Studio. That's free and it's pretty much native to Facebook. I still like using YouTube just to schedule out some of our content and not have to worry about it later. But those right there is a little system that I use, so I don't necessarily have to worry about posting later, because we all have lives, right? Like, especially if you run a business, you don't have time to like, okay, I gotta create, I gotta post, I gotta comment, I gotta do all these things. You won't have a life. And this is from a person who does this. Like, you won't have a life. So when you are leaving, taking a break, have a family emergency, whatever it is, make sure there is still systems in place to so people don't have to make fun of you like they made fun of him and say that you're in and out of their lives or you're not that reliable to show up. Even though it's fun and games and everything, maybe he lost some loyal people because they were just like, yo, okay, you really not showing up. Then you allow your competitor to come through and be like, hey, look what I do. And they're like, yeah, actually, this ain't that bad. I'm going to stay here. And then when you post again, you're like, eh, I'll get to it when I get to it. And then they forget. Yeah. So now you lost a few people. And to some, that's like, I don't care. I needed this. You know, to others, it's like, oh, my God, no, not a follower. I can't. You know, but we lose followers every single day, regardless if we're there or not. So it doesn't matter. I mean, at least for me, if it's definitely to recharge and for to get your mind right, I'm all for creative breaks. Just figure out a system. You know what I mean?